Good afternoon, and welcome to Asking Angels. My name is Bianca, and today I want to talk about karma. I think karma generally has a pretty bad rap. Karma is assumed to be a punishment for you not making the right decisions, or, you know, my mother used to say, oh, that's God, you know, when I would say something fresh and then stub my toe. I think that karma is greatly misunderstood, as it is meant to be a teacher, not a form of punishment, but a way for us to balance ourselves and vibrate at the level that we are meant to, not at a lower level or a sub-level that is below our capabilities. I think we sell ourselves short by saying that this is a punishment, when really these are opportunities to grow. These are opportunities that are presented to us to realize that we are not functioning at our full capacity. Being a karmically balanced human being and what that means for everybody is different. And you can master all levels of understanding, transcend spiritually, and grow to that next level just to start all over again. I mean, this is something that is a conscious effort to be maintained daily, much like you would water a plant, you know, or anything else that you tend to and love. When you nurture something is when it grows. You can't expect growth if you're not feeding yourself and your mind and your soul the things that's going to make it grow. We never grow when things are easy. You don't learn a lesson when things are easy. You learn a lesson when things are hard and you overcome that challenge. We do need a period of time, however, to rebalance our lives from the new knowledge that we've acquired. And I believe sometimes that we don't give ourselves enough of a learning curve there. Once the big fish in a little pond, a high school senior goes to college feeling powerful. And at least with myself, and I'm sure many others, you're quickly humbled by this power exchange when you actually get to college and you realize that you're not as big as you thought you were. We must remember that we are never done growing and thus always remain open and hold our own in terms of our emotional intelligence, the balance of our perceived ego, human self, and our actual spirit self. Separate from this thought, but still regarding the actual spirit self, if we are all from the same source of one, then that must mean we are experiencing life simultaneously with others or different fragments of light from this great source. This source, which is that we all come from, the same that makes up ourselves, all originates as a part of the one, which makes us not only brethren, but something much more intimate than that. It makes us one. Somehow, simultaneously, parallelly, we are experiencing different fragments of ourselves through each other, through lifetimes of experiences. When we leave this place and we go back to where we came, we take with us this knowledge and we bring it back to the whole. We are also able to tap into that whole and understand the path and the journey that others have made, the connections that others have made, the love, the struggles, the achievements, everything. Each of us experiencing a part of ourselves that makes up the collective consciousness of all eternally. It's a concept that's hard to conceive for some, and yet for others, it is as easy as recalling a forgotten thought. As some of this information is very close to the conscious mind, but not fully uploaded or integrated into the human psyche. Sometimes needing just some sort of event or reminder to bring it forward out of your peripherals. The kind of understanding that now knowing seems so obvious. Like you could have deducted this on your own with the proper thought and self-trust. But it is certainly refreshing to hear someone else voice or put things into words that you feel as if they are true. True not just by definition, but true to your own soul, true to the fabric of your being. A sudden realization that a tethered weight has been lightened, the cord cut like a balloon, carrying away with it your previous misconceptions, your false senses or ideas of fear, perpetuated by our own lack of true understanding or acceptance of our own life this trip around. Acceptance, too, of the lessons that are meant for us. Note this as it is important, too. Many lessons in retrospect are also not for us, but instead for others. Sometimes we are a mere lesson in someone's life, a meeting of fate in order for you to learn something that you either couldn't or wouldn't on your own. Sometimes we are the causes of problems in others' lives that we must learn how to control at a later time. And sometimes we are the victim of someone's misunderstanding in life. And I feel like each has just as important of a lesson to be learned. But honestly, change is hard. Change is hard for most, and it's very slow to come. Because of this, I think we linger in places or situations for much longer than we should. We stifle growth in this manner, and the opportunities that arise for us to grow, they come and go until we're ready. Whether it's a relationship or a job, a school or a career, we hang on to these tethers that bind us and prevent us from achieving our ultimate self and goals. Ultimately, I believe that mastering your human emotional intelligence is pretty paramount in your life and detrimental to your happiness in this life. The sooner that you're aware of your own impact on your life, the fact that you are the director of your life in this movie that you're creating for yourself, I think the better. Some of us never realize and take many lives to get to that point, whereas others' minds are a little bit more permeable to the thought, if you will. Their minds are a little bit more flexible and not so rigid as to break if the mere acceptance of this train of thought or line of thinking would do to them. Some people are just too staunch in their own beliefs, their own communities, their own religious organizations, or whatever, you know, what have you, family. Some people are so saturated in these thoughts that even if the truth was right in front of them, unfortunately, they would not be ready for it. And that's okay too. I mean, no judgment, because their soul is just simply on a different path than yours. But as I mentioned earlier, everybody's journey is different. And there should never be any judgment in that regard, because what you're ready for, someone else simply isn't. But there may be other things that they're ready for that you're not. So stay in your own lane, you know, like grow what you can, better yourself. And if you meet those willing along the way, enlighten them. It's the best thing that you can ever do. But if someone's not ready, you got to know when to ease off the gas too. So my friends, if this is all a dream, then you've chosen where you are now, which also means you can re-choose wherever you want to go. Awakening is waking up and realizing you're existing in this reality. It's funny to think that there are people out there who will never know that they are existing, that they are just in life, but not aware of it. Awareness is the key we need to recreate any reality we desire. So, my aware friends, if this is day one of your awakening, What are you going to create with the rest of your life?
Will you continue to be the creator of your own problems or the manufacturer of your own solutions? So thank you for spending some time with me today, thinking on these thoughts, pondering with me a while, and I hope that you share this love and light as I share mine with you today and always. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. As always, if you're interested, you can leave me a voice message directly on anchorfm.com, or you can send me an email at askingangels926@gmail.com.